Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece of content about building and using MCP servers. Let's dive in.
Exciting. So what's the core concept of MCP servers?
Well, think of them as toolboxes for AI assistants. They provide access to specialized tools and features, expanding what an AI can do.
Okay, got it. So how does this tie in with AI agents?
Great question. Agents operate in a thought process loop, thought, action, observation. MCP servers provide the actions, the tools an agent can utilize.
So like if an agent needs to summarize an email, the MCP server provides the tool to access and read emails.
Precisely. The server acts as the intermediary, providing the functionality. The revolutionary part is the MCP protocol, which allows any compatible AI assistant to connect to these servers.
That's incredible. It creates a sort of plug-and-play system for AI capabilities.
Exactly. Imagine having servers for web searches, documentation lookups, email management, all accessible through one protocol. This empowers developers to build their own specialized toolkits.
I see. The content mentions building a server for checking the latest documentation. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. It's common for LLMs to be unaware of the latest updates to libraries. This server addresses that by allowing the AI assistant to query Google for the most recent documentation, ensuring the code suggestions are always up to date.
That's incredibly practical. So how is this server built?
The example uses Python and the MCP server library. Key components include helper functions for searching the web using SERPer API and fetching the URL content using Beautiful Soup.
And how does the AI agent know what tools are available on the server?
Excellent point. Each tool function is decorated with @mcp.tool and includes a detailed doc string explaining its purpose, arguments, and return values. This is crucial for the agent to understand and utilize the tool correctly.
The content also touched upon integrating this with Cloud Desktop and Cloud Code. Any insights there?
Yes. For Cloud Desktop, you edit the configuration JSON file, adding the command to run the server. A common pitfall is specifying the full path to the UV binary. For Cloud Code, you use Cloud MCP add command, which guides you through the setup. Interesting. The presenter mentioned mocking responses for Cloud Desktop due to context window limitations. That sounds like a workaround, not a solution. Perhaps a better approach would be to summarize the documentation snippets instead of returning the entire text.
I agree. That would definitely be more efficient and avoid exceeding context limitations.
Also, the setup seems rather involved. A more user-friendly integration process would greatly improve accessibility for developers.
Absolutely. Streamlining the integration would encourage wider adoption of MCP servers and foster a richer ecosystem of AI tools.
Right. Finally, they discussed debugging using the ADL Context Protocol's CLI Inspector tool. A really handy tool for testing the server and ensuring everything works as expected.
Definitely a valuable resource for developers building and maintaining these servers.
And with that, we've covered the key aspects of building and integrating MCP servers, a powerful way to enhance AI capabilities. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.